I have so many.
Just two more. Two more.
Oh, wow. So, I'm not going to say the obvious, but I'm going to
I said hidden
say
gems.
hidden gems
Yes.
or hidden gems.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being our number one guest.
Thank you.
Maybe we should just quickly start with introduction. So if you can just tell us about yourself, what you do, and then we will just proceed with our first five questions.
Great. Thank you for having me. So my name is Asteli. I have over a decade experience in building brands and creating demand for brands across multiple countries in Africa, so in West Africa. I've worked in Côte d'Ivoire and in Ghana, in East Africa. I've worked in Tanzania and in Rwanda. So today, or currently, my challenge is in Rwanda, where I lead a clean cooking technology company as the head of commercial. And yes, all of that is extremely demanding. And I'm very passionate about brands, brand building, business. And yeah. That's basically me.
Yeah. Asteli, I'm really grateful to have you, but also really grateful to have you as a friend, actually, as well. And really in my life, one of the people that I know have a really great time management, really super good communication skills. You're one of the people that I know. And then today on the spotlight, we just want to talk pretty much in terms of time management and planning. As someone who has navigated a lot of challenges and worked in different countries, which has different culture, really the number one thing I want to understand from you is how do you actually prioritize your tasks?
Oh, wow. How do I prioritize my tasks? So thanks for mentioning that. So I started my career working at an experiential marketing agency. And back in the day, that's a very long time ago, back in the day, being an account manager, client service manager was similar to being a brand manager. And we used to manage big budgets and complex projects. And, you know, I had to learn how to navigate that and to also maintain my sanity and maintain my social life. And so there's a few things that I do in order to prioritize my time. So first of all, depending on where I am in life, but I always have what you call an activity plan. So I create an activity plan towards the end of the year for the future or for the upcoming year. And then within that activity plan, I, you know, schedule in my holiday so I don't have to think about that throughout the year again. And so that's just an example for what I do for the whole year, schedule my holidays, schedule like also things for the week. Like I have certain days within the week that, you know, are no meeting days. I have certain days that, you know, if I'm available, there are certain days I can meet my friends, certain days I can meet my family. And, you know, I more or less use those tools. So in addition to that is I also try to create systems to take care of admin things. So for instance, I don't take care of my outfits. Like I don't plan my outfits at the same day. So I plan it like on a week in advance. And, you know, when I used to work in the field, I actually even created a uniform. I cut my hair so that I don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So it's more or less about creating systems.
That's great, but it also sounds like another task that you add in terms of, you need to add in terms of your time planning, right? Uh-huh. So now for people who really struggles a lot in terms of even fixing their day-to-day tasks, right? What can you tell them so that can help them to plan ahead? And then also, especially when it gets to the end of the day, then it's much easier for them to think or know that they've actually done what they have planned to do on that particular day.
Okay, so for day-to-day planning, as I said, one of the things I've mastered is to dedicate time now to save myself time in the future. Yeah. So like I try to optimize my time like that. So for instance, as I mentioned, I'll spend one day like a week to plan my outfits for the whole week. I spend one day, but like an hour within the week to plan my meals for the week. So I don't have to think about it every morning. So when I wake up, it's already there. Like if there's food that's already meal prepped, everything is already more or less taken care of. And it's like systematic. And then as far as like things to do, as I mentioned, I take time ahead to plan my week and say, Monday, I'll give you an example, which is not, but like Monday, Tuesday, I'll have like my management meetings in the morning. In the afternoon, I'm going to do my actual work. And then in the evening, I'll go to the gym. So it's like fixed already. You know? So like it's already fixed. And so I know every single Monday, this is how my Monday works.
So you've built a system for yourself.
Yes, I've
built now, in addition to build a system, then how do you manage disruptions, right?
That's a very good point. So there's like, so it's of course I'm flexible. I think I'm a very flexible person. But like I also try to communicate, as I try to communicate as much as possible. And so like when there's distractions, it's more of like, okay, is this priority one? Is this priority two? Is this priority three? And of course, I also have people who support me. I have great managers. Actually learned a few years ago that I needed a lot of support. So I hired a PA. So like 4 years ago, I had a PA. I started having a PA, but it's like, that's a topic for another day. But but generally getting people to help me.
Yeah.
So with managing distractions. So sometimes it's like a small thing. Oh, you remember you were supposed to go to like a restaurant with friends, but you didn't make a booking, but you have somebody, you're like, okay, I know that this other person can support me with that, so I text that person to help me with that. But a distraction, like someone wants to have a meeting with me, it's not planned. Okay, will the world explode if we don't talk? Or is there somebody else who can support them?
Yeah.
So it's more or less like seeing how I can get people to support me with some of the distraction that I face. And then also seeing how I can fit things within my schedule that's already more or less set. So it's like I'm flexible, but then when I get distractions, I have to find people to support me with them. And if it's only something I can do, then I just rearrange my schedule accordingly.
Okay. So now some people really struggle a lot in time management.
Yes.
And actually planning as well.
Yes.
So what do you think are the most commonly made mistake when it comes to time management and planning?
So I think it's communication.
Communication.
Yeah, it's communication with the people. So it's two things.
Yeah.
So it's communication. And then there's one other thing, which actually it's something I read, which haunts me, which is order is a form of intelligence.
Order is a form of intelligence. Not that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So order, so kugira gahunda, it's a form of intelligence. So order, so I think that's what affects time management. So once you're not communicating appropriately with people, not managing expectations. So for instance, if I'm supposed to meet you like at 10:30 and you know, somehow I have something that happens to me earlier, I have to be able to communicate with you and say like, hey Malik, you know, I'm not gonna be able to make it on time.
Yeah.
I need 10 more minutes or I need 20 more minutes. That also helps Malik be on time in other things.
Yeah.
So I think it's like it's communication that more or less affects time management. And then order as well, like understanding what is extremely important and what needs to be given precedence.
Yeah.
Or like what needs to be given priority. And like planning. I think planning helps with time management.
Okay. So long-term planning and short-term planning.
Exactly.
Right? So how do you balance the two? Right? Because again, you live in a system where you have so many dependencies. So you could be a really good planner.
Yes.
And then everyone around you, they are not planners.
Exactly.
Right? It's that thing where it's especially we Africans, they say and go, there is African time, right?
Yeah.
And we've built that system that if they say it's 10, you know it's going to be 11 because it's African time, right? So now how do you personally manage the conflict of long-term planning and then short-term planning in consideration that you live in a system that is beyond your own system that you created when it comes to time management.
So I'd say for short-term and long-term planning and considering other people is that I, as again, I communicate. You know, I try to make my expectations clear with my friends, with my family. You know, am I able to talk now? You know, I'm not able to talk now.
Yeah.
Do we have an appointment and I'm not able to do I have an appointment with a potential stakeholder and I'm not able to make it? I communicate.
Yeah.
Am I working on a document and it's going to, you know, I thought it was going to take me one day, but it's taking me 2 days.
Yeah.
I communicate ahead of time. So it's more of like first being a super communicator. It's actually one of my goals is like I try to communicate as much as possible. And then that's within the short term. And then within the long term, again, it's making people aware of my plan. It's like on Wednesdays, I don't do meetings. Full stop.
Great.
So then if it's, unless it is, you know, someone extremely important, but it's like how do you have to, and also being consistent.
Mm.
Because if you're not consistent, then people then know that, you know, you're not able to manage your own time. Mm. And then also, so it's being consistent, it's communicating, and it's also being like, how do you say? So one of the things that I try to do is also optimize time. So for instance, if I'm supposed to meet you and you're late, like I already have a list of things that I'm supposed to do, like on my notes, within like some form of format, like I keep a checklist of things that I'm supposed to do. So as I wait for you, I'm doing something else. So it never feels like I'm wasting time really.
Okay.
And so I think those are the, these, those are the ways. And then maybe I can answer that again. But like, I think,
no, that's okay.
I think those are the, those are the ways. Like short term, short term, first of all, you need to make sure that your expectations have been communicated.
Yes.
And that you are consistent. If you say you're going to do something at that time, you do it. So because I feel like culture or time management becomes culture.
Yes.
And it becomes your character. So someone can say, oh, John is always late. So every time they make a point, an appointment with John, they say, I have to just go 30 minutes later because they will never be on time. But if John was like, every single time I'm going to be on time, every other person that they interact with, you know, as you said, African, like they learn what your standards and they learn what it is that you tolerate and you don't tolerate. I think this applies to friends and family.
Great.
And, yeah.
So two last questions.
Yes.
So one is, how do you then, no, sorry, what are the tools would you recommend people to use when dealing with time management?
Okay. So so first I'm an Excel, you know, I'm old.
Not that much, not that, but
yeah. But if you can use the activity planning method, put everything on Excel, plan ahead of time. Of course, there's the Notes app, which I love and that I use every day and that I systematically track. There's the Google Calendar, adding everything that is mundane. Even, you know, I have friends who even add things like, you know, relaxation time. So like that's, you know, using that. And then there's tools like Todoist, which is also really nice. So you can check, some people like just checking things. You can do that on the Todoist app. There's, and then obviously if you don't like any of that, just buy a notebook and use your pen and paper. And that's more or less works, but yeah.
All right. Asili, thank you very much for being our first guest on this podcast. And as we close, we really want to make sure that this podcast is build a community of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And especially really make sure that the people who are listening to this show would get an opportunity to have personal growth in their life. By that, it's also, I want to use this as a platform of inspiration. And then as we close, and this is really putting on spotlight. Can you tell us 2 to 3 people that you think are hidden gems that Rwandans should find and then learn from them?
Oh, wow. I have so many. I'll start.
I told you it's a spotlight.
It's a tough one. So I'll start with my sister.
Yeah,
I think my sister is cool.
Yes.
So my sister is Daniela Ngarambe. So she's a renewable energy engineer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she's currently working in Ghana. She used to work in Italy, still within the renewable energy space. And she is, if I am managing my time, she's on the, she's on another level.
Yeah.
She basically, yeah, she's time management, career, like she knows how to make use of her time, how to make use of her leave days. I don't think anybody travels as much as her, considering how much they work.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think generally she's pretty inspirational. So three people.
Yes.
This is tough.
It's I'm sure very, you have them.
I have so many.
Just two more. Two more.
Oh, wow. So, you know, I'm not going to say the obvious, but I'm going to say...
I say hidden gems.
Hidden gems.
Yes.
Oh, hidden gems. So, hidden gems. This is a thesis. Wow. So, say my sister. I think she's a hidden gem. I think we can also... People should also check out... Well, this person is not a hidden gem, but what I think they should be sharing is a hidden gem. So my friend Karen, so Karen owns this brand called Miss K Sparkles. And I think what's interesting about Karen is how she manages an e-commerce business.
Yeah.
And I think being able to like do it all by herself, you know, she created her own, what's that thing? Shopify, you know, and I think that's really interesting. And it's a hidden, you know, they know all about her lifestyle, but I think that side of her is very interesting as well. And finally, you know, I'll say again, my brother.
Nice.
So my brother is Benjamin. Benjamin is a basketball player and he's also doing computer things in some cool company. And yeah, I think he's also a hidden gem because he is extremely disciplined and there's a lot to learn from that.
Okay.
You know... I worked, so when I used to be in the agency, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have like four brands concurrently at the same time. And, you know, you have to like, you, today you're doing like Copa Coca-Cola, you know, back in the day, it's grassroots football. So you have to go across the country in Gorero, I don't know where. And then the next morning you're, you know, in Rubavu. And then after, in the evening, you have to be at a friend's party.
Yeah.
So you have to like learn how to optimize your time and say, okay, I don't have enough hours sleep. How do I make sure that I sleep within the car, you know? Because I don't, you know, if I have to wait until I go home to sleep within, like to sleep and then get ready for the party, then I don't have enough time. How do I make sure that maybe when we stop at Nyirangarama, I'll wear my outfit. And I'll sleep in my I'll sleep when we get there. I'll just do my makeup and then I'll attend my party. But it's not like so all these time management. You know, also I was very young. You know, so it was easy for us to be able to do that. But like I think time management is a choice.
Yeah,
it's like it's, you have to make a visible choice to optimize your time.
Yes,
like you have to make a visible because you know time is like the only resource. It's also what I tell my family. It's like the only resource you don't gain back. You will never again have those 2 hours again. So how do you make sure that you maximize your 2 hours? How do you make sure that you maximize like what you can get out of a day?
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's you know, having worked at an agency, even like, you know, the job that I do now, it's like learning how to like use every single hour to make the most of it.
Yeah.
And like also communicating and making sure people know what you can do, what you can't do. It's very important. What you can do and what you can't do. You can and when you can't do it, because then it gives you peace of mind. So
because there's also a lot of multitasking.
Yes.
Right? Because if especially in the agency, I guess it's the guys here can also confirm this. You're dealing with different clients, you're dealing with different things on a daily basis. So it's also to know how you multitask, right? To know how you jump from one thing to another, but also be able to know how to follow up as well. I think follow up is one of the things that people don't talk about, which is very important. Just because you've ticked a box on your to-do list, it doesn't mean that it's done, right? So you should be able to go back and then look at and look at that. But yeah, I think it's great. Thank you very much. Anything else?
I think it's just also another thing that is extremely important is to learn how to under-promise and over-deliver.
Under promise and over deliver. Yes.
So what that means is that if you told your client, for example, tell your client you're going to deliver on Wednesday, right? Tell your client, oh, I'll give you the report on Wednesday, but work internally to make sure the report is ready on Tuesday and submit it. That helps you manage your time, and that also creates a precedent that you're always on time.
Yeah.
If you're going to meet a friend at 3 p.m., have an internal clock and say that at 2:30, I have to be in the restaurant. So by the time your friend comes, you're on time. You're able to do your personal things as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's also that. Like a form of time management is also learning how to not be like, okay, you have a meeting, you're closing one meeting or you're closing a meetup. Immediately, you know, you have things back to back, but it's also creating those buffers in between in order to make sure that, you know.
You know, as you're saying that, actually time management also comes with a lot of expectations, right? So how do you deal with the expectations? Because then people expect to have things on a certain time. And then as we said earlier in the conversations, there is unplanned things that comes in that may make you move a few things around. Again, how do you also deal with expectation, or how do you think people should be dealing with expectation in their day-to-day life?
I think dealing with expectation, you have to communicate. You have this, so you promised again to deliver on Wednesday, right? And something comes in between. I don't know, one of your biggest clients is like, you know what? We have the, I don't know, the president of something that's coming. We need you to come do videography today. You communicate. And you say, hello, dear person who I promised the document on Wednesday, I'm no longer able to do this at this particular time, depending on what it is they asked, but I can do this if it's something that you can do.
Yes.
Or I would deliver on Wednesday. That's a way of managing expectation, managing your own time as well. Then you're not stressed. The other person is not like, this person is not serious, and everything is aligned. Same with that friend you're supposed to meet at 3 p.m. So you're in traffic, it's 2 p.m., you are in Jiporoso somewhere, you're supposed to meet in town, there's traffic. Pick up the phone, I'm not saying answer while you text, but like find a way to communicate and say that, you know what,
the traffic
is taking long, can we do 4 p.m.?
Yes.
So even if you make it at 3:15 or 3:30, your friend is still coming at 4 p.m., you know, so you have to be able, so I think communication, creating expectations, managing your own expectations, and then also creating those buffers. Again, under promise, over deliver.
Yes.
I think those the principles that have helped me in life is the under promise and over deliver. Applies to friends, applies to clients, applies to bosses. Like you've told your boss, oh, I'm going to send you the report tonight. You get home, kids are running everywhere. You're like, okay. You're like, I can't sit down.
Yeah.
So you text your boss and you say, you know what? I'm not able to do this. I have a family emergency.
Yeah.
I will be able to deliver tomorrow, end of day.
Yeah.
So that way your boss is not sitting in front of the computer
waiting for you to send the document.
Can comfortably sit down and manage your kids. And I think I said 2 points. So first is under promise and over deliver. And the second one, which slaps me every day, is the order is a form of intelligence. And why this speaks to me like really, really deeply is that order is in everything we do. It's like the way you organize your plate when you're done eating. That's order.
Yes.
You know? The way you like wake up in the morning, you already have your clothes set, you go into your kitchen, your plates are always exactly at the same place. You might be like, what? Why does having my plates exactly at the same place matter? But it's like you've saved 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know, because you know where the plates are, you know, as opposed to like you wake up in the morning, you don't know where your clothes are. You go to your kitchen. You don't know where the plates are. So it's like all of this eats into your time. So if you learn how to think of that, like order is a form of intelligence, you know that, okay, I have to categorize my emails. I have to categorize, you know, my clothes. If that's what's important to me, I have to organize my kids' things so that I save myself time in the future. So I think those two things, under promise and over deliver, order is a form of intelligence.
So now as the conversation has continued, so another question. Can you remember a time that you really were off on time and it was such a disappointment? And then what did you learn from it?
a time where I was really
It's a spotlight question.
But I feel like I have so many examples, but I think it probably starts with my mom.
It could also be personal, right?
Yeah, like
if it's something you can share, obviously.
Yeah, so it's like I think my mom is also one of these people who like if she tells you you are meeting at 5 and you arrive at 5, you are late. It's like you are supposed to be here at 5. You're not supposed to be kukata nguri kujena. No. So I think I've learned I've had like so many stories with my mom. It's like you're not ready. Bye. Like we're supposed to go. And I think that's probably where I learned this under promise over deliver. It's like be ready.
Yeah.
So that when they are ready, you're ready to go, you know? So I think that's one. Oh wow. I've also had like traumatic. I used to do consultancy and I stopped doing consultancy because of trauma. And it's again, that's something I learned within that. It's like you've promised a client, you've promised a client to deliver something, right? You've promised to deliver like a particular piece of one of the deliverables, but that is contingent on someone. So I'll give you an example. Like your client is expecting a video, you're the account manager, and the client's, the video guy said he's sending it at 3 p.m. You told the client you'll get the video at 3 p.m. The video is supposed to be aired in a ceremony at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
The videographer is late. They didn't tell you. You are late. You don't know how to manage expectation. And that is basically how I learned this under promise over deliver. It's like even for the service providers that I would work with, it's more of like how do we communicate? How do we learn how to communicate? And like, that's also something that I do, that I learned is like every single time I have to work with someone, I ask them, how do you prefer to communicate?
Okay.
Because I don't ever want to be in a situation where, like, as I mentioned, what happened to me is like, I promised a client this, I call you on your phone, you don't pick up your phone.
Yeah.
I send you an email, you don't respond to your email. Mm. So I try to, every single time I'm working with someone, it's like, how do we communicate?
Mm.
If there is an emergency, how can I reach you? And all of that. So it was a traumatic experience.
I am also hearing a lot of building buffer, right?
Yeah.
Because everything you're talking about is that if you have a plan at 3, make sure that you're actually ready at 2. Right? So that's great. But isn't that actually a weakness, right? Because you are technically losing an hour in your life.
That's a good point.
Yes.
So that's what I was talking about, optimization.
Mm.
It's like, if I'm going to meet you, there's so many ways I do that.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to meet you at 3 p.m., the same example, right?
Mm.
I'm there at 2:30. There's someone who I put on my list that I have to call.
Yes.
As I wait for you, I make the phone call.
Okay.
So it's like learning to, within that buffer time, how can I make that, how can I optimize my time? And how do I make it like worth it? Maybe there's like on my way, I wanted to finish a podcast, right? And I'm like, I never find the time to listen to that podcast. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to reach this place early.
Yep.
Listen to my podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being our guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think already by this conversation, I hope you'd say yes, but we will definitely bring you back to talk about communications, because in terms of the conversation, everything we've learned today, in addition of time management and then planning, there was a lot of calls you made in terms of comms. And then also, again, as I know you, you were really, really humble talking about yourself. I can go on and also talk about you as well. But you're also one of the greatest entrepreneurs we have in this country. You've managed to build a business that was expanded. You have more than 3 branches, and you are one of, can we talk about the business? Okay. Okay. This is out. But yes, so we know that you have an entrepreneur mind, and you build business. You You are a go-getter. So I guess next time we'll talk about communication as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.